Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. This is Tony G. I will be taking callers and answering their questions, helping them connect to loved ones on the other side. But before I do that, a couple little notes here. So, first, okay, I forgot to write my notes down. I'm completely just blanked out on them. So give me a second here. While I, yes. I have six books that I have channeled are available on Amazon.com. And my latest episode of Psychic Medium Tony G on WSCS is airing now. You can go to WSCS, you can go to Facebook, or you can go to my, not on my webpage yet, but it is on YouTube. I did put it up on YouTube, on my YouTube page. Please, whatever venue you are listening to me on now, right now, Blog Talk or, iHeart, iTunes, Spreaker, any of them, please follow it along with YouTube. If you are on YouTube, follow it on YouTube. And also, there was one other one, but really can't remember it right now, so going to let that go. All righty. Is there anything else I need to say? I don't think so, but my switchboard is completely full. So when I get to you, please tell me where are you from, where are you calling from, and your first name. And then if you have a question, please make your question very direct. And if you have want to connect to a loved one on the other side, please just give me their first name and their relationship to you. And if you have a question for them, let's start with that question. I'm going to go to caller 562 first. Hello, 562. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. This is Yvonne from California.
Hey, Yvonne. And wonderful to have you call in today. Thank you. Is this a question or a connection?
A question. I have a court date for February the 4th. And I would like to know, do you see me getting my SSI benefits?
I hear yes, but I feel like it's going to be prolonged. So you might have the – okay, so here's what I'm getting, March. So what I'm – get the way I'm hearing it and the way it works out might be different. But if I were to elaborate on this, and please understand I'm doing the best I can, because sometimes it's just one word I hear – and other times it's more. So I feel like when you go to court, when are you going to court? February what?
4th.
Okay, February 4th. I feel like you're going to get a good verdict. You're going to be very happy with the verdict, but you're still going to have to jump through a couple of hoops, and then you are going to start seeing benefits either in March or April. Now, I feel like it's going to be – something is going to, like, prolong this. Something is going to make it take a little bit longer than it's supposed to. So one of the things I might be getting is that your court date, when they say March and prolonged, that might mean that they might push your court date back a bit. Don't worry. Whatever happens, you're going to get the outcome that you want. Just let it work in the timeline that they have for you, not the timeline that you want.
Okay.
It's really, really important. Don't get frustrated if the time is pushed back a bit. Remember, everything on this planet, everything in your life, everything, and I cannot stress this enough, every single thing is happening for us, not to us. It's not, and it's also not what happens, but how we look at what happens. Everything is a blessing. Everything, I mean, absolutely everything. Whether we understand that or want to believe it or not, the way things are happening incrementally to take care of us and to help us on our path. Given that little tidbit of information there, remember, however this happens, however it happens, it's for you. So don't get frustrated. Be patient and be kind through the whole process. Now, we can tend to get very, very frustrated, and I don't know about you, but my Gemini mouth is always getting my Gemini ass in trouble. So I have these serious one-offs, and they're hilarious if you have a sarcastic sense of humor. Yeah, not everybody does, by the way. So just watch your mouth and watch your – they're using the term attitude, and they're saying, you know what we're talking about. Stay patient and kind through this whole process, which can be very, very difficult when you think this is the end-all, be-all for the rest of your life. Just remember, they're working for you, and everything is in divine timing. Work with that divine timing, and you will be very, very, very pleased with the outcome. And I actually feel like it's going to be more than you think it's going to be. Not a lot more, just a little more than you think it's going to be, but don't bank on that. Don't start spending it now.
Okay.
And I feel like there's going to be an extra benefit, like a back pay benefit, like there's going to be an extra benefit with this outside of the SSI. So it's almost like once the SSI comes through, other things roll out for you also. Okay, like everything falls into alignment, but you really, really, really need to let this, do not push the date. You need to let it unfold. And like I'm literally like doing a little pound of my fist on the thing. Do not push dates. Go with the flow of the timing of this, okay?
Okay, got it.
Excellent. I'm so happy to hear that. Now, once this is all said and done, please do call me back and let me know how everything went. I want to know what this extra benefit is or this bonus. I think, and again, I know I'm repeating their message, but it's going to be a little more than you think. I'm hearing back pay or back benefits, and there's something outside of SSI that's also going to come through right about the same time. Make sure you're paying attention to all the details. Make sure you are looking at the paperwork and understanding it correctly if you do not ask a question about it. this can be a very, it can be a quagmire. Is that and the other term I want to use has a swear word in it, so I won't. But make sure you're understanding everything perfectly. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I think
thank
I've
you
exhausted.
So
you are so welcome. And I do, I honestly look forward to hearing from you and finding out the updates on this. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, I'll call back in for sure soon. Thank you.
You are welcome. Have an amazing rest of the week.
Me too.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I want to say we're halfway through the first month of the new decade. Are you making it count? Are you getting out there? Are you doing new things? Are you making your life yours? Because, you know, we often live for other people and just have all these reasonings and justifications of, you know, why we don't do things for us, for ourselves. But if you don't take care of you, nobody else will. Now, somebody on this line, on this show needs to hear this today. Take care of you first. It's so important. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller, 845. Hello, 845. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Lucy. I'm calling from upstate New York.
Hi, Lucy. How can I help you today?
Okay. I would like to know your insights about if I'm going to get a good promotion at work or anything. The reviews
okay,
are coming up on March, February, March.
I hear when you ask if you're going to get a promotion at work, I hear yes. Don't be too excited. It's lateral. So for whatever that means, it's a lateral move. It's more responsibility. It's almost like it's the same title with more benefits and more responsibility and a little more pay. You're going to have to decide if this is something you want to take on or not, if this fits what you're looking for. I feel like you are going to take this move. It will lead to something bigger in about 6 months, but you're not going to feel like it's what you want when you first get it. When it first comes across, you're going to feel like, this isn't what I want. This isn't how I want it. But I do feel like if you take it, it will lead you to something better down the line and in about 6 months down the line. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for calling in. I'm really grateful I was able to connect with you and talk with you today.
Okay, many blessings. Thank you.
You also.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okie dokie. I am going to go to the next caller, 678. Hello, 678. How are you today?
I'm doing well. My name is Regina, and I'm calling from Georgia. How are you?
I love the South. I'm doing well. I just love the South. Is there snow on the ground in Georgia?
Well, the part I'm in is no.
See, that's why
I love
the South. Everything here is frozen right now, and I don't like that at all. Not at all.
Oh.
So how can I help you today? How can I help you today, sweetie?
It's a question. I want to see if there's some changes in my job environment. As far as, do you see a a permanent or stable position coming in for me, because right now I work as a contractor for health insurance. So tomorrow will be a year since I've been doing it, and I just want to see something coming up as stable.
Okay. I hear yes, and I hear you're going to, I hear a week. So within a week or in about a week's time, you're going to get really good information about this. You're going to like the information. You have a choice to make. And you, yeah, they're really not talking a lot about this. They're just saying in about a week or within a week, you're going to have a choice to make. And it's really good information. I feel like if they're going to extend or keep you on or whatever it is, you're really going to like it. You're really going to enjoy this. It's what you want, okay? That's the feeling I'm getting from this.
You're talking about extend as in the contract be extended? Or are you... Because I'm trying to see what the opportunities outside of the company, because I tried to apply through the company that I work for, and nothing is coming through.
I'm going to repeat again, and the exact terms I heard are in a week or within a week. You're going to hear something. If it's with the same company, you're really going to love it. If it's from another company, if it's from a different company, you're still going to love it. Whatever is coming in about a week or so, you're going to love. I feel like it's exactly what you want, the way you want it. So just know that.
Okay.
I'm not getting, I feel like it could be with the company you're at right now, but I'm not positive. Keep all your options open, okay? And keep sending stuff out, because I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with what comes next. Okay, that's the way they're saying it. You are going to be pleasantly surprised with what comes next. And I love when I can give that message to somebody.
Yes.
Make sure you are keeping your eyes open and the possibilities, like you're open to all possibilities that come in. Okay, sweetie?
Sure. Thank you.
Excellent. And I do feel like whatever this is, within a week, you're going to get the information that you are looking for. Okay?
Okay. I would definitely keep an eye out. Thank you.
Perfect. And please call me back and let me know what happens and where this takes you.
I know. I definitely will. Thank you.
And I just one last thing. They're saying very exciting. So we'll see what happens, right? we'll see.
I know.
Excellent. So
right.
I look forward to hearing back from you. Until then, go make some miracles.
Oh, I see. I will.
Excellent.
I will. Thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Okay, I am going to go to 216.
Hello.
Hello, 216. How are you today?
Oh, I just took out the speaker. Sorry about that. Wonderful. How are you today? Happy Monday. It's a holiday.
Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely.
With a lot of work people.
So,
yeah.
It is. 100% it is. So where are you calling from? What's your name?
I'm calling from the cold Ohio. I hate ice, too, and snow. I really do.
Oh my gosh.
It's about 12 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it's everything. Oh, my goodness, don't get me started. I belong in a warm climate. That's all I can say about the whole situation.
That's so cute,
so,
yeah.
So how can I help you today?
Well, I want to see what you look for me with career when you see me getting a new job and starting a new, you know, with a new company.
Huh. Okay, so I heard one word first.
Okay.
I heard one word first, and then when you see me with a new career, the first thing you said, I heard tomorrow. Now, tomorrow doesn't always mean literally tomorrow. It means sometimes in the very near future. And then I heard a month. So we have to look at how this can correlate, because I'm getting two answers, tomorrow and then within a month. So this could mean something's going to come through tomorrow, like an interview or a phone call or paperwork.
No,
and
so
then
right.
within a month, it will. And what I'm hearing is within a month, it'll be all said and done. You'll be on track. Will she be in the job? I hear yes. Now, of course. Let me just say something. People have free will and free choice. You could get a call tomorrow or within this week offering you the position, and you take it, and then everything they're saying is accurate. Or the next three jobs you get, you can say no, and then, you know, they're wrong. I feel like, and I will say this over and over and over again.
What's that?
When you get an offer, always say yes. Even if you never start that position, you have that energy and that confidence that you are already employed and you already know money's going to be coming in. That raises your frequency, that raises that confidence, that raises that energy, and you bring more of the same to you. So some people say, I'm not going to take that. It's not what I want. I get that. It's not what you want. I get it. But don't focus on that. Focus on the fact I'm gainfully employed. Something better is coming to me now. That energy is so powerful. It's like when you're single, no guy looks at you. Once you have a man, everybody looks at you. Everybody's coming up to you because you have that energy. And it's so crazy. It's crazy how that happened.
It is crazy, but you're right. But you're so right, sweetie, because there are two jobs I'm waiting for. In fact, I think I'm going to get the offer I went on this morning.
One of them's coming
and then
through. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. And then there's another one I've interviewed. I had two interviews with. I'm waiting. They're off today because of holiday. I'm waiting to get an offer if they decide that it was between two people. So I know either one of these jobs. I really think today the guy's going to hire me. The pace, but you're right. If he hires me, I'm taking it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Even if it's temp. I know.
I feel, and I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get two offers. Take the first one and leverage it against the second one. Now, that doesn't mean start a negotiation. Leverage can simply mean I have that energy. I'm in that space. I'm not so worried and desperate. People don't realize, like, when you have a job, you don't have to be desperate to take the next one. Now I have a job. I'm going to say, listen, okay, God, bring me something better. Let's go. This is good. This was my baby step. This was my connector to the bridge. Get me over this bridge. Get me what I need.
I know.
And I feel like you are going to get two really promising offers. It's up to you which one you take. It's up to you how you proceed with it. Say yes to both and then research. This is so funny because I'm channeling this and I'm laughing inside. Say yes to both, then research the companies online and see what you find about them.
I know. The kicker is, though, as you said, by a month, I'll be settled and know exactly what I want. Isn't that what you said at the beginning? That's the kicker.
Yeah. Within a month.
If you remember. I know
it's
hard to remember when you talk. I know that. What?
No, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I channel when people walk out of my office or I'm done with a session, everything completely blanks. It's like a delete button and they call me back. They're like, do you remember? I'm like, nope. Nope, that was all for you. I don't remember it. But I'm going to tell you within a month because we're still in this conversation. We're still in this energy, within a month you will have an offer. And I feel like within a month, when they say you'll be settled, they're saying gainfully employed, which means you'll probably, if you're not at the job within a month, and they're saying you will be, that it will be within that month's time, you will be all the paperwork and you'll be getting ready to start, but I feel like you're going to start within the month. Everything will be on track and good. Now, once you're started at this position, whichever position you take, at about the three-month mark, something's going to come in. It might be within the company you go with. And I'm not going to say it's literally a promotion, but it is a definite step up. So I feel like it could be, I can't state for fact, even though they know I'm just not supposed to do that anymore.
It's okay, I know.
Because if it's not exactly people, I could be so close, and I'll tell the story when I'm done with this, but within that, sometimes people say for 90 days, and then after that 90-day mark, you get a bump in pay or you get a new title. I feel like that's going to happen for you, and I feel like it might be the bump in pay, and it might be a more solid, better, more comfortable position for you at that point. So don't get frustrated in the first 6 weeks to 60 days. There's going to be some things coming through that are like, oh, my God, just get past that. Just stick with it and get past it, okay? So this is why I am not literal anymore, and I always say maybe and possibly, because this woman had a session with me, and she asked me if she was going to get hired as a teacher. I said, yeah, I see the three-month mark. Now, when I say 3 months, if it happens sooner, great. It might happen a little later. It might happen.
Right.
It literally happened a month earlier, and she wrote a bad review about that. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, okay, so I won't be
that's
doing
terrible.
That.
You're not God. I mean, you're not God. I would never. I know what you're saying, though, but my goodness gracious. Yeah.
But
okay.
So from now on, it was a really good lesson. About, just don't be so exact, because people, there's a reason people have a really high expectation in what I do. And I get that. I understand that. They're counting on this information. It's coming from, your guides, your angels.
I know.
But if you need it sooner, if you're in that energy sooner, they'll change it. They'll change it for you, and they'll bring it to you sooner. They'll give it to you when you're ready. Not when you want it, but when you're ready for it. So I always say, we have such a great ability to change our outcomes and to change our lives and to get what we need. But even what we want, we can create that existence with the snap of a finger. So when we really put that emotion and thought and everything into it, it can happen so much sooner for us. It can happen instantaneously for us. We just have to be in that space where we're saying, okay, this is really what I want. Until then, it might not happen. People get wishy-washy. I don't know if I want this. And they look at the negatives and the positives. Just jump in. You can change your mind later if it doesn't work out. You
it's
really
good,
can
know,
change
I
your
agree.
Mind later.
It's a good
100%.
Point. Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
And just, you are so welcome. Please call me back and let me know how everything works out for you. And I do want to hear updates from you, okay, sweetie?
Thank you so much. Listen, you have a good day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I just want to say thank you, everybody. Please remember I'll be back next Monday at noon. I'll be taking callers again. I will be answering your questions, helping you connect to loved ones on the other side. I want to thank you so much for listening in today and calling in today. I'm really grateful for each and every one of you. And I look forward to the next show.